How did you come to Baba then,
Guruji? Not coming to Baba. I was there, and whenever I look at his picture, I feel like just looking at him, as if that he was almost alive to me. As if he was interacting, he was responding to me. Not that he was appearing to me or giving me messages, not like that. Something was so dynamic whenever I look at it. Somehow that I liked him very much. First two, second or third. There's nothing like that. My first experience is when I looked at him, even when I was a boy, somehow that I felt attracted to him. A sense of belongingness was there. That was my first experience. I didn't know even his name, what he is, nothing. When I was a boy, there was a photo in our house. And I used to ask my grandmother, because then all the gods and goddesses, they have these crowns and jewels, and some human, some animals, faces, different kind of gods and goddesses are there. But he looks different. He looks so human, like an ordinary person. He's the only one in the whole the pantheon that used to be like that. So I used to ask my grandmother, who is he? She also didn't know. She said, he's a big Shivabhakta. Then what is he doing? In that photo is a painting. There was hills painted around. There was a small a horse and a hill, a mountain. And still, I think those paintings were available. He is doing tapas in Himalayas. On whom he is doing tapas? Because what we do know about tapas is only from the movies. In those movies, in Bhu Kailas and these movies, that they used to do tapas on Shiva. So on whom that he is doing tapas? On Shiva. Spontaneously she used to give answers. She never used to say that I don't know. Because she was a teacher, she knows how to give such answers. Ready-made answers. Shiva Bhakta, living in Himalayas. She didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about it. But somehow that I had a feeling. Whenever I entered that shrine, I used to more and more look at him. Somehow I like him. He looks so tangible, so human, with whom that I could easily relate to. The other figures are so strange. That was my first experience. And that was my first knowledge also of Baba. Not that somebody told me about Baba, his greatness, his mahima, and so that I got attracted to him. Without any knowledge about him, I got attracted to him. And I didn't even read Baba's life for a long time. And in 1977, after about 7 or 8 years, I went to Shirdi also. But always when I think of a Sadguru or somebody who could help me, who could do something to me, so understanding, with love, affection, like if a small child just asking for something, that like a parent, how he gives, like that he appears to me, even now he appears to me like that. And I couldn't think of any other thing, because I was not conditioned by any tradition, any devotion, any gods, any goddesses, no temples. There I was fortunate in not having all these influences. My mind is clean, it's like a white paper. So only Baba's picture is there. Not that I chose him like that. The choice was not at one spot. No, now Baba is my Sadguru, I'll take him. No. Because I have to talk like that, my Sadguru, I say it like that. It's not the feeling also in my heart. I have to say a Sadguru, yes, a Sadguru. But to me, it's not kind of a Sadguru to me. He is my caretaker. He is my parent. He is my grandfather. Whatever you call it, just like that.
Your experience of Baba as your object of love, did that come gradually more and more, or did it come suddenly like that and has existed ever since that moment? Completely, totally.
Something was there which I do not know.
my mind was struggling for something. And when I saw Baba, I realized, oh, this was the one that I have been searching for.
But was that enough, that recognition? Or was it just the beginning?
Beginning of trying to experience it in a more and more concrete way. When you're looking for a house, a proper house, you just go on. You have an idea what is a proper house. You have your own specifications, your own ideas. And you try to see each house, no, it's not that, it's not that, it's not that. Then you see somebody, this is the one, has this right one. But that is not the end, it's the beginning. Then you have to see who is the owner of the house, what is the rent, whether it actually fits my purse, whether actually he gives it or not. There are so many things, it's only the beginning. It is the end of something and the beginning of something else.
Everyone in the world is searching for security of some kind. For some people it's in relationship, some people it's their family or money or all sorts of things for human beings. I know this may sound like an odd question, but in my heart I'd like to ask, what is your security?
Baba.
You find all your needs met in the same way that worldly people find their security in?
Yes. Yes, Lord. I don't feel lack of anything. If at all anything comes to my mind or I should have it, it is coming. Baba gives it to me. It is more than security. A security is that which protects what we have or protects us from any further danger. But it is almost a kind of a wish-fulfilling tree. It not only protects us, secures what we have or secures us from a further impending danger, but it also fulfills the wishes. It's more than that.
What is very important is that sense of belongingness, that experience, that remembrance of I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. That's enough. As long as you remember it, that is real smarana. Smarana means remembrance.
Will the belonging be always unconditional? For example, we ask Baba and if he gives, we feel that sense of belonging only for that moment, for that brief period of time.
If you have that sense of belongingness, even if he doesn't give also, that experience doesn't go. For instance, you have a child. You very much expect that the child should pass in first class, but she doesn't. You stop loving your child? Why? You love the child still? Because it belongs to you. Whether Baba gives the experience or not, once that you have that experience of belongingness, everything is done, that is enough. It looks so simple to you, but it is not. What we are all trying to achieve is that, to realize that sense of belongingness.
If you get something, happiness, you share it with others. I got a treasure, I feel, with Sai Baba. I experienced something. When you are also coming with the same problem, I share my experience with you. I don't call anybody, but I don't refuse anybody. Why? Because Baba himself said, whoever comes to you, remember that I have sent. Because of the karmic relations that you have with them, that they come to you. So because of the past karmic relations that we are all here, sitting like this, and I treat you as prasads of Sai Baba. So I have to respect you. I have to do what all that I can do. What I can do, I can only share. It's what I am doing. This is all an expression of my love towards Sai Baba.